Chris, good afternoon, everyone. First, I appreciate the opportunity to be here to present our research. When we are loading this presentation, let me introduce myself. My name is Changying Li. I prefer you call me Charlie. I'm from University of Georgia. I have been there for 1.5 years as a research engineer, assistant professor in biological agriculture engineering department. First, I would like to thank Andy. Is Andy here? Oh yeah, Andy in the back seat. Yeah, and Scott, my collaborators, they have done most of the genuine work. Today I represent them to present this study. The title may be a little bit different from the program. A comparison study of the UGA microgene, hand gene, and commercial gene. So as we all know, researchers used to grow small research plot to study, to evaluate the cotton fiber quality, you know, based on different treatment, different variety, row spacing. Those small amount of cotton samples are difficult to be gened in a conventional gene. So researchers have been using hand gene for many years to evaluate, to gene those small quantity of cotton samples to evaluate the quality. However, there were some problems with the hand gene. The first one is hand gene is designed differently from a commercial gene, a conventional gene. Hand gene does not have the seed cotton cleaning process, linear cleaning process. So the fiber quality is expected to be different from those gene that the commercial gene. And hand gene can only gene a handful of cotton samples. So basically, you cannot get a good representation of cotton fiber quality in a field. To solve that problem, University of Georgia developed a microgene at Tifton campus 5 years ago. So this UGA microgene basically was designed the same as a conventional gene. The only difference is the scale is smaller than a conventional gene. So this microgene can be used to gene, you know, large quantity of cotton samples, 50 pounds or 100 pounds, which cannot be gene in a laboratory gene or hand gene. And there's one question still remains. So how the performance is a UGA microgene compared to a commercial gene in turnout rate and fiber quality aspects? So in this study, we tried to answer that question, and we compared our UGA microgene with a commercial gene. We also used a hand gene made by Continental. It is a tensile gene stand to use it as a standard to compare our UGA microgene and commercial gene. Let me just give you a very brief introduction of our UGA microgene. It's made by the company Lumos. And it has three stages, seed cotton cleaning before the gene stand, and three stages linear cleaning after the gene stand. So because of proprietary reason, we cannot release the information of a commercial gene. It is a standard gene in Southeast Georgia. So as I said, there are two basic research questions we tried to answer in this research. The first one is, are three genes different in terms of turnout? If so, how different they are? The second question is, are three genes different in terms of fiber quality? If so, how different they are? Experiment design. We collected the cotton samples in the field before they were dumped in the bull buggy. So we used the same cotton variety from the same field to gene them across three different genes. We selected five cotton varieties for our turnout study and three varieties for our fiber quality comparison study. So these studies are two studies are independent. We select the five reps for each variety so we can get some replication and get a statistical analysis. And fiber samples, after fiber in cotton samples were ginned and they sent to USDA Macon Classing Office to get the HVI cotton fiber quality data. And we used a t-test to compare UGA microgene and commercial gene, and UGA microgene and henogene at a 95% significance level. Let's take a look at the result. First, the turnout rate. So as shown in this graph, the x-axis shows five different varieties. You can see ST4554, phytogen 375, phytogen 480, ST5327, and delta pine 555. The y-axis represents the turnout rate. Three different colors, three different lines, represent three different genes. The green one is henogene, blue one is commercial gene, and the red one is microgene. So it's clearly seen that the turnout rate from the henogene was always consistently higher than commercial gene and microgene, which is quite reasonable and logic because henogene does not have lint cleaning and seed cotton cleaning. So it has a lot of trash, so it has higher turnout rate. Compare microgene and commercial gene, we found in the first three varieties, the turnout rate from microgene is slightly higher than commercial gene. But for the remaining two varieties, that's ST5327 and delta pine 555, turnout rate from commercial gene was higher than that of microgene. So we cannot draw a conclusive statement to say, so this commercial gene and microgene are different. So basically, in some varieties, microgene is higher, and some varieties, commercial gene is higher. Now let's take a look at the fiber quality. This slide shows the first variety. We compared three varieties in total. This shows the first variety, delta pine 555. So we selected five cotton fiber quality parameters: staple length, micronair, strength, leaf grade, and uniformity. And we compared three different genes represented by three different colors. We can see commercial gene, UGA microgene, and henogene. And there's a table at the bottom. That's the statistical test of two comparisons, UGA microgene versus commercial gene, and UGA gene versus henogene. SD means standard significant difference, and NS means no significant difference at 95% confidence level. So look at the staple length, we can see UGA microgene and henogene, basically they are the same, 35, and staple length from the commercial gene was a little bit lower, 33.8, and statistical test, no significant difference between UGA gene and henogene, but significant difference between UGA gene and commercial gene. Micronair, there's no significant difference across three types of genes, which we expected. Third parameter, strength, we can see there's no significant difference between UGA microgene and henogene, which are 28.8 versus 29.5. Again, the strength from commercial gene was lower than them, slightly lower, 27.5, but at the significance level, 95%, they are significantly different. Leaf grade, as we expected, leaf grade from the henogene was much higher than the other two genes. And UGA microgene gave us a leaf grade of 3, which is lower than a commercial gene, 4. Again, the statistical test show all three are significantly different. For the uniformity, UGA microgene and henogene got almost identical values, 80.3 and 8.8. Uniformity from commercial gene was 79.3%. And significantly different from UGA microgene. This slide shows the second variety, phytogene 480. basically we got almost the same information. The result was pretty consistent. Only difference is the look at the leaf grade. So UG microgene and the commercial gene give us the same leaf grade 4. There's no significant difference. Again, Hanna gene give us much higher leaf grade 8 compared to 4 from microgene and commercial gene. Other parameters, the result pretty the same. No significant difference in microRNA across all three types of genes. This is the third variety, Fibromax 1735. The same pattern as we observed in the first slide. Look at the leaf grade. This time, again, UGA microgene give us a leaf grade of 3 versus 4 from the commercial gene, and the leaf grade value of 7 from a Hanna gene, much higher than the other two. So based on the results, we can say the Hanna gene was consistently higher than other two genes across 5 varieties, turnout rate. To compare UGA microgene and commercial gene for turnout rate, we cannot draw a very conclusive statement because 3 varieties UGA microgene was higher and 2 varieties commercial genes, the commercial gene was higher. For fiber quality comparison, UGA microgene agreed with Hanna gene very well in 4 quality parameters except for leaf grade. The leaf grade from the Hanna gene was much higher than commercial gene and UGA microgene. However, UGA microgene different from commercial gene in 4 parameters except for microRNA, but we observed in 1 variety, the second variety, the leaf grade, for leaf grade, no significant difference between UGA microgene and commercial gene. So at this point, I think the take-home message is UGA microgene is slightly higher or comparable to commercial gene in the regard of turnout rate. So there's no conclusive statement there. For quality issue, quality aspect, as we have seen, in all these 4 parameters, staple, uniformity, strength, leaf grade, in most cases, UGA microgene give us a little bit higher, better quality parameter compared to the commercial gene we selected. So we can see UGA microgene is less aggressive than that commercial gene. Staple, strength, uniformity are higher. Yeah. But however, this study is preliminary. We only select 1 commercial gene at this point last year, and there may be some variation in that gene. That gene is kind of old, and the gene in practice is more aggressive. So next year, we plan to compare 2 or more commercial genes to make this study more comprehensive. And we also need to have a better control of cotton sampling method. This time we collected the cotton samples from the field when cotton samples were harvested, cotton were harvested in the field and before they were dumped in the bull buggy. So we try to have a better representation of the field as compared to the commercial gene. Another measure we need to take next year, we need to have a better control of commercial gene to try to select the similar design commercial gene as a microgene. Because this time for this commercial gene we selected, I think they had a lint cleaner torn, so they may abandon that lint cleaner. So that's why we found the leaf grade from the commercial gene was worse than that from the UGA microgene. Again, we thank Mr. Scott Brown, the Senior Public Service Associate, for providing cotton samples, and he made this research possible. And we also thank the student workers who provided excellent technical support, Clayton, Tom, Matt, and team. I think that's all. Thank you very much. Any questions?